What's up, everybody? Welcome and welcome back to the Football Card Quest. It's time for the late night draft party to begin. We are on May 9th and post-draft, hot off a AFC West breakdown, and we're about to hop into a best ball fantasy draft for 2024 on Underdog Fantasy. And just so I don't get zapped by the location services occasional snafu, I'm going to use Microsoft Edge to circumvent that.
Nice. I have my phone nearby just in case.
I'm really interested to see how high Kamani Vidal goes.
He's been getting drafted in all the ones I've been doing.
But is he still going in the team?
You can still get him pretty late.
Like, where does J.K. Dobbins go?
Oh, he went way up. You used to be able to get him pretty late. I think he's going in like the 10th or 11th round now.
Hey, I might be late, but I'm here.
Ironically, he's late because we ran late on the other stream. So technically he was already here.
Am I muted?
No, I can hear you.
Okay. I got a message. All right. So I got underdogfantasy.com pulled up. Let's see what kind of draft we got going on here. Late stick messing with me. He's like, oh, it's late night now. I'm gonna be messing with Andy. Let's see how many auto picks we can get him going. So they got a lot open, man. Just NFL. We got the big dog, the puppy, the Chihuahua, Best Ball Mania 5, the Golden. What a fast drafts only 10K to first. What are we doing here? Puppy. Who wants to go puppy? Is this super flex?
I'll go puppy.
Puppy, regular, all right, $5. $5. Make sure it's on 30 seconds per pick. I'm going to get to the enter, and then I'm going to wait. I know there's like maybe a couple seconds delay. So I think we're good now, right? We should be good for me to do a countdown. Let me know if you're good, Gabe. I want to see how quick the chat catches up to my countdown. There's definitely a little bit of a delay. I had the latency turned on as low as possible. So if you look in the YouTube live like studio behind the scenes, it makes it look like there's maybe 2 seconds of delay, but who knows? All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Waiting on 3, waiting on 2.
Wow.
Oh, it's full.
Late Six says a 10-second delay? Dude, that's huge. That's a massive delay, dude.
Oh, look at that. We got a lot of people in here.
Dude, we got everybody. Did we get Filthy? I think he's only – wait. Oh, Filthy. Filthy didn't make it. He didn't make it. So what'd you get for clicking a second early? No, I'm messing with you, man. No, a second early, you would have made it. Man, got ripped off. But we do have Broncos. Broncos, I recognize this username, Broncos2000. I know you're out there. And look at you. You got a black and white badge now. Congratulations.
Hey, congrats.
I know Scaladesi here, the 1.5, has been working on that for quite some time.
We're grinding it out.
Got late stick at the 4, DBO 68, Gabe Davis at the 7, Beagle Ears at the 8, Call Me Cap at the 9, Pepe Silva the 10, and myself at the turn. I love the turn, baby. I'll take the turn all day long. This is my favorite spot because I make 2 picks and then I get to like do other stuff for a while.
Andy, I think we only tried this once last year, but you were either tired or inebriated or both because it was late in the night. But the best way to circumvent the countdown. There's one thing that's the same for all of us, regardless of latency, is what time it is where you live is the same.
Oh, yeah.
The same on your desktop, is my desktop, is Filthy's, is Broncos, everybody. You say when that minute hits 45, right? So it would be 9:45 for me. It would be 10:45 for you. The minute it hits 45, you hit yes, and you're in, and everyone gets in at the exact same time. I've only seen it not work like 1% of the time.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because I could literally pull this up, and you can watch the seconds on the clock and match it up.
We don't want them to watch yours. They need to watch theirs because you're on a delay.
Yeah, watch theirs. But, yeah, I got you. No, that's right. We should do that next time. I can count the countdown with the clock, too. So, you know, when you hit, I got it. Thanks for reminding me about that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, because everyone's computer is going to be in sync, give or take, with less than a second.
There should be a badge for auto picks. I should have some kind of special badge.
You're going to get a random badge with an A in the center of it one day.
All right. We're at...
here comes the Bijan pick. Ready? Whoa!
I'm on Ross St. Brown.
I'm rubbing off on Derek, I think.
Some guys have... he might be diversifying his portfolio, too. But some guys have the tier break there from Tyreek Hill in tier one to Amon Ross St. Brown in tier two, while Bijan Robinson is still a clear bell cow with Breece Hall, Christian McCaffrey in tier one. And guess who else should be in tier one as a running back?
Facts.
Saquon Barkley. No doubt.
True, true.
And guess who else I think needs to be there? Because the offensive line from both Football Guys and FTN for the Colts offensive line this year, top five, baby. The Colts offensive line looks legit. So I'm excited about this. Plus, Anthony Richardson opens up running lanes. And
Colts are built to run.
I think JT finally gets back to his elite RB1 form. So the way I look at it, how quickly running back tiers drop off, when these tier one guys are sitting here at the end of round one, I just gained like a huge league advantage over you guys by having two potential RB1 bell cows on my team.
I like that pick.
You know? Because, like, look at the running back range you're in now after Tyreek Hill. Yeah. You got to go between Kyren. They add in Blake Corum. It's hard to project now as Kyren run down. Devon Achane, how does he project out against Mostert? They bring in Jalen Wright. They drive Jalen Wright. Every time Achane's getting significant volume, he gets banged up. So I know he's a home run hitter, and you just – if he's on the field and he gets the ball, it's like, oh my God, you know, this guy is so electric. It's like if you zip Jahmyr Gibbs up just a little bit more, you get him up to that A-chain speed, but A-chain's just so fragile.
Yeah. If you remember, Chris Johnson, right? From the Titans. CJ2K. You know, for a while, he was one of the best running backs in the NFL, but that workload, he insisted on hitting 2K, so they let him run himself into the ground. And a lot of times, you don't ever come back from that.
Not as a running back, you're right. I'm telling you, man, I think Javonte Williams is kind of cooked. He didn't have that straight line speed where it was like he could just take off and have that to his advantage. He was all about shedding tackles by cutting left and right and spin moving and this and that. You can't plant that knee anymore and shift left and right because of the horrific knee injury. I think there's
a lot of factors in play here. And anytime you see a bad pass offense, Andy, the box becomes stacked, and you've seen even higher end running backs get reduced to ash when that happens. So if they can get the pass game going, man, he's got a chance in hell. And it's the same with the run game. The run game gets going, it helps the passing game. But, you know, once Russ got taken out of there and they were playing Stidham and all these other randos, it's just there's not – no defense is taking those guys seriously.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're definitely right, man. They became pretty easy to play. Jay don't play. We're definitely getting some Anthony Richardson talk here. He's in the top two tiers of quarterbacks.
I think that, Andy, here's the irony on prospects, and this is why I don't watch a lot of college football. Is what college football I did watch his rookie year or his senior year, I guess you could say, his last year playing. I was pretty high on him before the rest of the sporting world thought highly of him. And I think he's an incredible athlete and definitely a raw talent. But the reality is what we've seen so far is not much different from like Justin Fields. That's just the truth. Can he be better than that? Quite possibly. But, you know, you've seen low volume passing, a lot of rushing upside, fumbling issues. So it was four or five games only, but from what we did see, it was very Fields-esque.
Yeah. And there was, so it was like, there was a lot of promise, but there was also a lot of question marks. So we're left with, okay, he's still a rookie. We're going to give him the leash because he's got the draft capital. And sorry guys, I got to make my pick here.
Yeah, Gabe, I'm a Gators fan too, man. Not nearly as much as UCF, but it's just I'm an observer. I'm not being biased at all. I was very fair with my criticisms of Fields as he started to let us down. So I don't want to gaslight anybody and do like the rest of the hobby and be like Richardson this, Richardson that, man. Buy this guy, buy that guy. I mean, I'm going to call it how I see it. Ooh, 37. Spicy.
He's not coming back to me. I think Trey McBride's going to get so much volume this year, man. So much volume because it's going to be him and Marvin Harrison. What they're doing to this Cardinals team is pretty exciting, man. And you look at the numbers that Trey McBride put up last year, especially towards the end. And now you have defenses going to be double teaming, bracket covering Marvin Harrison Jr. I mean, I think Trey McBride is just going to feast, man. He's going to go up from where he was at. And the tight end position's full of landmines. So why not take a bona fide guy you could probably get about 1,000 yards from with no more Zach Ertz there? Maybe it's higher with no more Zach Ertz. Because you remember his game log with
when he became the third-place starter, if you extrapolated that over a whole season, man, potentially the top of the heap, realistically.
He had he had the number one target share last year amongst tight ends at 26.1, which is obviously going to come down a little bit as Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to earn targets. But that was with Zach Ertz. I mean, look, his snap share didn't really start going up until week 6 when he had 60%, but then it kind of bounced around. Then he got a really high snap share when Zach Ertz was out weeks 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I mean, from there on out, I mean, he was getting red zone targets, touchdown, developed a really good chemistry with Kyler Murray towards the end of the season and very consistent in terms of putting up double-digit fantasy numbers each week.
I might have been the one-man party high on that guy his rookie year. So, Don't let anyone talk you out of guys you like, man. That's just, it is what it is.
You got to go for you. Got to. I mean, it wasn't like a big reach, but obviously he's not making it out. No. I mean, look, late stick drives Dalton Kincaid. Makes sense. Stacks it with Josh Allen. I like that pick a lot. Well, Justin Jefferson, Kyron, yeah.
I mean, in reality, easily outscore Kelce or Kincaid and be near Laporta status, so you got him around later.
Oh, man, Broncos just got sniped. Just as they take Kelce at 47, Mahomes goes at 49. They got to pivot with CeeDee Lamb, Mike Evans, and Stephon Diggs to C.J. Stroud. There goes Anthony Richardson at 51, immediately following C.J. Stroud at 50. As the sixth quarterback off the board. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Mahomes, Stroud, Richardson.
You know what? I'm going to have to reach on a guy that I want here.
So as this pick is coming up, let's go here. This is going to be for you, Jay Don't Play. Let's see what his Prism Silver's got upside for. Third most transacted card for AR in the past 6 months. PSA 10 is $356. Super low grade rate, though. Only 35% raw to PSA 10 conversion. Wow. Over 1,200 submitted. So your raw, I would not settle for less than a PSA 9. And a PSA 9's... back, I mean, that was I'd be looking to get a good $200 for that card, Jay Don't Play raw.
Yeah Look, there's one for 196 right there.
Yeah, so that with the low conversion rate, people are going to try and swing the bat with getting that raw to a PSA 10, because the PSA 10s are going to keep going up because they're hard to get. And they're already at $500, so that's why you gotta know that you got that raw is a primo card that you want to at least get 200 for, maybe more like 250, 300. Ooh, don't mind if I do. I will draft Terry McLaurin at this price all day long. I think he's such a good value. Oh man. There's Keenan Allen and there's Marquise Brown, though. I can't not go Marquise Brown here after our AFC West breakdown. Got to, man.
It's going to snap.
This is spike week drafting right here. This is what I love about best ball. Don't have to worry about which wide receiver I'm going to start on a weekly basis. I just get the optimal points from all my wide receivers every week. Optimal points from every position. That's what's beautiful about best ball, yeah. Guys.
Because you're not doing it. Who's in your lineup this week? You say yes.
It's going to make you so good at playing fantasy football. I mean, you're going to be so prepared for your friends and family league. You will dominate it. I won 3 out of my 7 leagues last year. But those were against you guys. Weren't as easy. I got really lucky in some of those. Didn't win the Family and Friends League, actually, coincidentally. But you guys get the point. I felt very good drafting.
Okay.
Gabe.
Well... I've faded this guy most of the year, but I'm actually going to change it up.
Jay Don't Play. I wouldn't play with selling Anthony Richardson right now. I'm waiting till September. I need to see we need to see highlights of him executing plays in preseason and training camp.
Making throws from a kneeling position.
Yep. I mean, the guy's got a great arm, so he's got it. He's got the athleticism. He's got all the raw tools, just like Justin Fields. So let's wait till we get closer to the season. That'll be the time to sell. But you can go ahead and list it now. Like, list it and buy it now for $250.
You know what's great, Andy? You know what's great? I said, you know what's crazy to me? Joe Burrow being the 7th quarterback drafted. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, he's pretty cheap. Why do you think he's so cheap? They got extra weapons.
Recency biased, man. He
injuries?
Yeah, he finished the last season injured, so there's going to be a segment of the draft population that's got a bad taste in their mouth from that.
Well, I'll tell you. This is a late night stream, so you guys can get some nuggets from me. The one backup quarterback I have bought, because I think he was actually pretty good for Joe Burrow when he got injured last year, and his cards went through the freaking roof, is Jake Browning. And they're right back down. I bought one of those Silver Prism rookie auto Jake Brownings for $25, and that was $150 card last year when Joe Burrow got injured. So, I mean, Joe Burrow's still throwing with a compression sleeve. He said he's going to be good to go. But if he does get banged up again and misses time again, Jake Browning's going to ball. I think Browning makes a lot of sense. He's probably one of the best handcuffed backup quarterbacks to buy right now.
I didn't see that coming. You know what? No. I had a backup plan.
I will agree. The quarterback talent is deep, because you look at the dual threat capability here. I mean, we got dual threat. We just got CJ Stroud. I mean, he's not no schlub. Like, he can evade the pocket and stuff. He's not quite as fast as like Patrick Mahomes, but he can definitely move. He's not as slow as Tom Brady. He's probably about the same speed as Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow's got some sneaky athleticism and elusiveness. But yeah, I think the quarterbacks here have been appropriately priced. I actually think that's pretty rich for Dak. I would never buy Dak over Joe Burrow, that's for sure. And Kyler Murray.
Here's a legitimate question, Andy. I understand that CJ Stroud was a rookie last year, right?
Yeah.
But let's just be real for a second. 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Are you saying that that's a top 4 quarterback from fantasy perspective? No, Goff had better numbers than that, probably for fantasy purposes. Not with the rushing upside, if we're talking just passing only. But
yeah,
Burrow has rushing upside, and yeah, he missed a lot last year, but he's had top 3 finishes before.
Ooh, this is kind of spicy right here. I think I'm going to do this stack. I really hope with this stack that Christian Watson can get his damn hamstring issues together. Because, you know, he's one of those home run hitters who's come down so much in price, but yet his ceiling is sky high, man. He's a great stack. He's the most explosive weapon on Green Bay. But the guy just, man, deals with so many hamstring issues.
Yeah, I agree, Gabe.
The hype is insane for CJ.
The problem, though, is that you can hypothesize that the numbers will go up. That's only a hypothesis. You have factual data. The year before, with no injuries, Burrow threw for 35 touchdowns. So,
And that's with missing time.
And that I can't remember which receiver was hurt that year. If it was, I think it was Jamar.
I'm saying, Steve. I know, man. I'm going to probably have to bring
up. What was the biggest weakness? It was their line, which they've made some improvements on. And that's why they drafted a lineman first in the draft. So,
are you talking about
one of the most skilled, receiving cores?
I'm going to go ahead and star up some Wicks. Wicks is the guy, the late round stack with Jordan Love. That's the guy right there, man. Look at that. 39, 581, and 4 last year coming down the stretch.
Deontay.
ADP of 146. What's going on here, Steve? What's the latest? We got Derek with the Deontay. Oh, he's going super, super robust wide receiver here. He's only got Zamir White at 79. Great value on Zamir White. Gotta love that pick. Zero RB. Got Kyle Pitts at 55. I like that. I like Roman Dunes at 66 too, man. That guy's a stud.
Ooh. Jonathan Taylor, 1 of 1.
5 hours. 124 right now. 2020 Contenders Optic Rookie Ticket, Jonathan Taylor, 1 of 1. Wow. Why would they end it at 4 a.m.? It's so crazy. Yeah, that is a great price on Deontay Johnson. I would have gone with him, but I don't want to go Bryce Young at like 150. Although I could have got Bryce Young really cheap. I see what you're saying. Yeah, what's up with the schedules being postponed, man? This is the latest schedule release since at least 1990. We shouldn't get the schedules till next Thursday now.
Yeah, no, that was some weak sauce, man.
Complete sauce. Jay Don't Play said, would you value Marquise Brown retail blue prism from this year? I'm new at this and heard that they are out of 7. I sold my Isaiah Pacheco retail blue prism at auction. It went for only 20. Yeah, the problem is those are veteran cards, so they're not going to be worth nearly as much as the rookie card. I don't think the Marquise Brown's even going to be in Chiefs uniforms yet. No. You're talking 2023 prism.
Yeah, the Panthers, we obviously will get to them when we get to that division, but just touching on it here a little bit, I mean, they upgraded it almost every offensive position.
The Panthers, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of new upside. But will any of it pan out? That's a question.
Oh, right. I mean, you can surround a guy with talent, but if he ends up not being good, you'll find out pretty quick. And you could say the same with Levis. I mean, they won't stop throwing guys on that team. Now they got Tyler Boyd. And actually, Zay Jones went there for an interview.
Really?
Yeah.
Not surprised. I mean, they keep chasing these big wide receivers, but I haven't hit on any of them yet. Deontay Johnson probably definitely going to be the top target earner on that team.
You know, a lot of people complained about the biggest weakness for the Panthers receivers was separation. I mean, Deontay Johnson's like fourth in the league in separation, so there's going to be no excuses now. Jaden.
This is going real smooth for me right now, Steve. I got the commander stack, man. And you know I'm going to I'm going to be trying to snipe Jatavion Sanders here in a little bit from Gabe Davis too. I got the perfect stack for it, man. I got to just complete it with JT Sanders. Got to now. I'm a big JT Sanders collector now. I got the gold, I got the refractor. I got like 3 or 4 pretty sick Jatavion Sanders cards now, my Com C vault. I got Jaden, I got Saquon, I do have Saquon, but I mean, I have Jaden, I have Austin Eckler, and Terry McLaurin. Just got to add me some JT Sanders.
Filthy says, imagine taking Bryce Young over Stroud in multiple leagues last year. Yeah, man. That is the illusion of the first overall pick. It's not always... There's obviously a higher hit rate in the first round than other rounds, but doesn't always equate to the best player drafted.
I totally brain farted. I meant to say Ben Sinnott, the Commanders. But I'm going to keep JT Sanders start up as well. I don't know why.
Davey's up past his bedtime. Give him a break.
Way past my bedtime, dude. This is when I start doing some real squirrely stuff. But I keep mixing up, especially late at night, the fact that the Commanders drafted Ben Sinnott and the Panthers drafted Jatavion Sanders. I don't know why I keep wanting to flip-flop those guys.
Damn, dude. I didn't see that coming. Shit, that threw me off pretty bad. There goes my Viking stack.
Broncos.
Yeah, Marquise Brown's going to be in Cardinals uniform cards for probably half the season until they take new pictures.
It will go up, Jay don't play, but it's his rookie card market that's really gone up. Now, if you have an extremely rare veteran card from 2023 Prism, it's got to be known rareness. It's also preferably got to be color matched to the Chiefs. So the blue is really hurting you. It's still not going to ever be worth more than a $20 card. I mean, once he gets in Chiefs uniforms and he does something, then yeah. Now we're talking... Especially for like a retail red prism, which is also super short print. Now we're talking. You might have like a $50 to $100 card. But still, without it being from a rookie card, which is the primary focus of almost all these players' markets, then it's just going to be worth a fraction, you know? Tajay Spears 117 from Late Stick Nika follows up with Khalil Shaker. Scaladesi, Gabe Davis, Jacksonville. Did you take Gabe Davis ahead of Brian Thomas? Brian Thomas already been drafted? No, he's way back there at pick 80 by Beagles.
Yeah, I wish he was available.
So Jared Goff and Caleb Williams to stack with Rome. Okay. Yeah, to stack with Rome and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm honestly surprised some of these rookie quarterbacks going this late. Like, I got Jaden Daniels after Brock Purdy and Tua. That's just crazy, man, to me. No shade on your Tua pick at 101, Steve. I get it. You got Tyreek Hill. So it's a natural stack effect there. But
not doing, man.
What did this the JV have? He doesn't even have. He's got Lamar Jackson. And so he takes a backup quarterback and Brock Purdy naked. He doesn't even have anybody else from San. Oh, he's a Brandon Ayuk. Okay, he's not naked. All right. Not naked. I give him a little bit of credit. Purdy's got some clothes on. Derek would have taken two at the 103. Well, yeah, he's got Waddle. Okay. I mean, he was QB1, but look, he's got QB1 upside. But are we really there? Yeah, I guess we're on the back end of that QB1 territory. Herbert's here. Ooh, look, I can get me Ezekiel Elliott. What do you think about that, Steve?
It's playing in Dallas.
Yeah, man. It's him and Rico Dowdle. Like, I should take Ezekiel Elliott. I think that's a good price on what he could potentially put up here in Dallas.
Definitely no shortage of goal line work. I mean, he's not the Zeke of old, but he was a contributor playing for that nasty Patriots team last year.
I gotta pick somebody else here. Oh, I should have probably gone Jalen Wright. Oh, Wicks is probably not gonna come back to me. Oh well. I should have gone Wicks there. I went with the prospect, Ricky Pearsall. I mean, Ricky Pearsall is great, though, man. I mean, just a lot of target competition. Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel. But when they move up to get the guy, like San Fran did, they definitely reached on him. He's a developmental prospect, but he's got incredible athleticism and route running capability. Ricky Pearsall, according to Reception Perception, one of the top separators in the class against man coverage, press coverage. So it's good, really good developmental prospect. Just a lot of target competition in San Francisco, but there's still a chance that Ayuk or Debo gets traded. Maybe more likely Debo at this point. I don't know, man. But Debo gets banged up a lot because of the way they use him. Plus, Debo is a much better short area target guy. He doesn't have the route running finesse that a Ricky Pearsall has. You bet your sweet ass, Gabe. What Jadon play said, what do you think about the Puka Nacua Donruss Press Proof Blue sells for cheap now? I've been told it will blow up in a few years and was told not to sell. No, Jay. I would say grade that, and if it's a PSA 10, then it's a good hold. Otherwise, try and sell. Now, I bet you could get $20 for it now. And you know, optics coming out.
If he comes out hot again,
start. Well, Optic is coming out next month, so that's going to suppress Donruss like crazy. Well, Optic's already coming out. Optic's already coming out from...
It's not supposed to be out for like 2 weeks, and there's people that already have it.
Retail, yeah. There's people that got the distributor out the back door at Target. They got the back door deal. Got the naked Purdy's right there.
Naked, back door.
Oh. Get all that stuff on the football card black market. It's a special football. It's a special sports card show, invite only. All kinds of crazy stuff goes down. You should see that. You should see that trade night. You gotta hit a certain time though on the three cone drill to get on the entry. Yeah, to gain entry. Thirteenth round. I see late stick with the Xavier Legette, Mooney. Jalen Wright. Nice pick there. Jalen Wright, 138.
Yeah. Derek got me there. I was waiting for him to come back around.
Damn. I like that pick there by Broncos at 146, Ty Chandler. Great handcuff, standalone value. Minnesota.
Maybe so, it's a good time to get another quarterback.
Ryan says he hasn't been able to find any Optic in Houston yet.
Yeah, it's going to be – there's going to be fist fights over that.
God, I actually sold. I sold all my Ty Chandler picks, man. Sold my Pollards. I am moving on. You should see the Ladd McConkey photo book I'm building.
Are you holding out on us, or is there a story about the empty display behind you?
Oh, the empty display. Yeah, I was supposed to, Carter like Teasdale was going to mention it at the beginning of the live stream on Tuesday, and then we totally signed off before I mentioned anything. I have all my cards packed up in storage because I'm getting ready to move, and right now I just listed my house on the market. So I have to be – I can't have any of my cards out on display people come to see it, to maybe buy it. So, Fair. You know, I just have everything packed up. It's in storage right now. I have the cards I have listed on eBay with me, but everything else I put in storage.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Climate controlled, I hope.
Yeah, it is climate controlled. Yeah, it's all indoors. There's Kamani Vidal. So tempting, man.
Do it, do it, do.
I really like Roman Wilson here, though. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers know how to draft wide receivers.
Hey, at least they have Russ starting the year.
All right, I probably got to prioritize RBs and tight ends next. Unless Malachi Corley's there. Antonio Gibson. I like Antonio Gibson.
They had to mention his name. See what happened.
This Luke McCaffrey is interesting. I think Luke McCaffrey can definitely pick up quite a few targets in this offense, almost like a Curtis Samuel type of role for like almost like an underneath security blanket, let him go to work like Debo Samuel type of thing, but for the Commanders. And I think he's better than Jahan Dotson. So I think Luke McCaffrey can carve out a pretty decent role in a Washington offense. He's interesting, especially being CMC's little brother. I definitely kind of like that. Like if he gets a couple highlights put together, people are going to go crazy for his cards, you know? Just because of name recognition. That's kind of the same reason why I like Brendan Rice.
There too.
There's actually quite a few like sibling and relative players this year. Frank Gore Jr., Brendan Rice, Luke McCaffrey. You mentioned that what's his name? But who was it? Was the nephew of Hank Aaron?
Vidal.
Kamani Vidal. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the great nephew. So I guess it's still kind of like a distant relative, but a relative nonetheless.
Marvin Harrison Jr. We didn't even mention the biggest one, Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, like, man, that's what, five relative players? I mean, that's kind of crazy. I don't think you see that very often. I'm sure I'm missing like another one or two.
Marvin Harrison, yeah, true. Son of the Marvin Harrison.
Man, Derek, I like that Marshawn Lloyd pick. Tyler Allgeier in Atlanta. Okay. Interesting. Oh, Broncos. You'll never guess whose son is also a QB in college. Yeah. Whose son is also, I was going to say Arch Manning, but he's not, he's a nephew to Peyton and Eli.
Achilles Smith. Is that like Steve Smith, kid?
You got all the,
don't forget about Shedeur Sanders.
Yeah, you got all the Sanders coming out next year.
In the NFL.
Got Shedeur Sanders. I've seen some Isaiah Likely cards as he gets dropped in here at 176. A great value here late. I've seen some of his cards going for pretty decent money lately. Oh, call me Cap. Just drafted Luke McCaffrey. I got sniped.
Yeah, I thought about him getting him earlier, but I know you had your Washington stack. And
yeah, I was trying to complete the Washington stack, man. I've been denied. I missed out on Benson. This call me Cap guy is just sniping me left and right now. I don't know what I did. I must have put salt in his coffee.
The one nice thing about trying to take a Washington stack is there's the guys are spread out pretty far.
Oh, I'm on the clock.
You can get a good amount of those guys.
Oh, JJ McCarthy's still out there. I don't have anybody to stack him with, but sorry. No, I don't want, I really don't want Jatavion Sanders. I will take Jaleel McLaughlin. Tight end, running back. Ooh, I like Tyrone Tracy here. Look, Tyrone Tracy in New York, he's going to be definitely on my sleeper rookie running back pickup list. Because think about it, Steve. The only guy that's ahead of Tyrone Tracy Jr. on the depth chart before I even get into his profile is Devin Singletary.
True.
That's it. And look at Tyrone Tracy's profile. Athleticism, baby. Look at that freaking athleticism, man. Just a beast at Purdue. Look at the yards per carry, 6.3, right? He's already at the age apex, 24. But the agility, burst, speed, 40-yard dash, 5'11", 209. Like, he's getting ready to rocket for the New York Giants. Watch out, man. The guy put up 8 touchdowns, catches the ball, all 4 years at Iowa. Let's go. Tyrone Tracy about to wheels up. Devin Singletary is...
To be fair, Singletary had a pretty respectable year last year.
Come on, Steve. Why do you like these old dusty guys?
I'm not saying you should go out and buy his rookie cards, man. I'm just saying he wasn't bad.
He's a plotter. I get it. He wasn't terrible, but I mean, he's like Samaje Perine, you know? Oh, that's right. And I tried to find stuff for Tyrone Tracy. He got nada. Oh, but I did look him up on eBay. If I remember correctly, he just came out with the Sage too. Let me see. I can't remember. I did look up Tyrone Tracy. And now I can't remember. Yeah, he did get printed in the 2024 Sage. Yeah, I may have already bought one, but I was definitely going to buy one of these.
Oh, here. Let me link something to you there. Send you a little chat, private chat.
Oh, I did buy a card tonight. I got one of my offers accepted. I bought an Aiden O'Connell Silver Prism.
Boom.
With good centering.
I don't know why, but when I read that at quick glance, I thought it said 48 yards. I was like, well, really reaching here.
Eric Gray for the Giants, 2023 fifth rounder, had just 17 carries for 41 yards, a rookie. The Giants added explosive running back Tyrone Tracy in the fifth round of the 2024 draft. But Duggan suggested Gray would have first crack at operating as the team's RB2 behind Devin Singletary. Yeah, but when you're a struggling team and you give the guy a ball one time and he just like rips off a massive play and breaks two tackles and Eric Gray can't get past the line of scrimmage 8 times out of 10, I think all of a sudden Tracy just starts earning a bigger and bigger role. He's a sleeper player, but I mean, he's got the raw tools to just smoke these guys.
Donovan.
He's on my sleeper list for sure because. You know, you were running back for the New York Giants. He started doing some crazy stuff like he's capable of. Bingo, look at this one. This one's got my name on it. Look at that. Where are one of y'all, man? Good centering. Got a number three on there. Look at that color match to the Giants. All that blue and red. This one's perfect. The price point, you can make an offer, $1 shipping. I'd be all over that. I would definitely be leaving that up. I make my final two picks. Jatavion Sanders is sitting there. I need a second tight end. I got to do it, Gabe. How do I not do this, man? I'm sorry. You should have taken him, man. I wasn't going to take him, but, you know, when somebody snipes you, you got to snipe somebody else. It's one of those things, man. I'm not opposed to some Will Shipley. I don't really know what to do here. Probably Dawson Knox. Still quite a few players out there went undrafted.
Let's see.
Your boy Eric Gray went undrafted.
Yeah, I was just looking at the
Frank Gore Jr. landed on Buffalo. But they Buffalo drafted another running back too. I can't think of his name right now, but he's got like pretty decent. Yeah, that's right. Ray Davis. Ray Davis has got some pretty decent hype.
The Prince, the Dark Prince. Oh, we got a DJ Chark Jr. spotting.
The DJ DV8. He couldn't leave it without. Dang. I got that Aiden O'Connell Silver Prism for $11.50.
Dang. All right. Definitely interesting. You know, every week that goes by, it's interesting to see how the draft changes a little bit. Guys start slipping from a round up to a round down or two rounds earlier. It's definitely been a big shakeup since the actual draft happened.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I think you're also seeing a lot of you're seeing a lot of rookies being drafted and prioritized over some veterans. It'd be interesting to see from now till we get through OTAs and mini camps and you get close to real close to preseason. Certain rookies are going to continue to climb and go up. Other rookies though are going to go down. Like, you know, there's going to be some rookies with issues and some guys that look like they're not going to have any kind of role to start the year. Then those guys start going down big time. But then they'll get a shot, like the Deuce Vaughns. They get a shot, man, when you come to preseason. And they could melt faces in preseason because they're playing second, third string defenses. I think we're only getting two weeks of preseason this year, though. So it's going to be pretty quick, action-packed. But there'll be those
opportunities. They're talking about changing the format to adding a regular season game and removing a preseason game, which, you know, for us, that's nice. I know the players aren't going to be too happy about that.
Good stuff, Steve. I had a lot of fun tonight, man. That was a fun draft. I feel pretty good about that one. I think you guys all did pretty solid. Looking at it, it's definitely going to be, I think, a pretty competitive draft. I don't know who this late stick 22 guy is, though. He's the only guy. It's like super weak draft. Super weak right here.
Watch out. Well, I know at least one or two of us are going to stay up and do another one. So
I did go an entire draft without an auto pick. I think I offended Gabe. He's unsubscribing now.
They must have had a side bet going on.
He's unsubscribing. No auto picks. That's straight trash. Cancel this guy.
That means this is your winning roster.
That's harsh. We love you, late stick. Don't hurt me. late stick actually can hurt people in real life.
Good dude, man. All these guys are good dudes. We'll have to do something next time we're all together in person. Maybe like a live draft.
Live draft. Let's go.
Live draft. Like an in-person live draft.
Yeah, sounds good, man. But for now, I'm going to head off to bed.
All right, man.
You guys have a good night.
Good stuff. Thanks for sticking around, everyone that stuck around for the draft. Andy, I think we'll have another division next week.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it, man.
All right. Good show, man. Good night, everybody.
Peace, guys. Appreciate y'all.